Let's see, you buy flour in what kind of quantity?
We buy it in, 50 pounds, say.
All right. I don't buy that much. I buy 5 pounds.
Well, we cut out on the 50-pound sacks. We usually used to buy 50 pounds, but we cut out on them.
What do you use to make the bread that's not baking powder or soda that makes it rise? Not baking powder or soda. What else would you use? Comes in a little packet. It's dry and powdery.
Would it be, I wouldn't know unless it'd be yeast.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
What's the inside part of an egg called?
Yolk.
And what color is the yolk?
It's,
yellow.
Yeah, yellow.
All right, what do you call the other part of the egg then?
White.
All right. If you cook eggs in hot water, what do you call them?
Boiled
eggs. And that puts them in the shell in hot water. If you take them out of the shells and drop them into hot water, what kind are they?
Oh, I don't know.
Poached. Poached eggs.
Poached eggs. Mm-hmm. I don't know nothing about
it. You don't do the cooking,
no.
Do you?
You haven't got to the woman's party. No.
What do you call the salt or sugar-cured meat that you boil with greens?
Bacon.
What if it has no lean to it? What do you call it?
We use fatback.
Alright. Is that the same thing as salt pork?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay. But if it had a good bit of lean, then you call it bacon. Is that the difference in bacon and fatback?
Yes.
The lean is okay.
Speaking of salt pork, I never heard that until I went north.
Is that right?
I never did hear.
We don't.
And they didn't know what I meant when I asked for some streaked meat.
Yeah.
They didn't know what they was. And when I described it to them, oh, you want some salt pork?
Well, then that's what we call streakaline.
Yeah, streakaline.
When you're butchering a hog and you cut the side of a hog, what did you call it?
Middling.
Okay. The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs.
That's bacon.
And what's the outside of the bacon called? The hard piece.
We call it skin, but that's sometimes they call it the rind.
All right. The kind of meat that you grind up.
Sausage.
All right. And who kills and sells the meat?
Butcher.
All right. If the meat's been kept too long, what do you say the meat has done?
Spoil.
After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Hog head cheese. A sauce.
Okay. What do you call the dish that you prepare by cooking and grinding up hog liver? Hog liver. You grind it up and cook it. Do you know what you call that when you cook it?
Hog liver?
Mm-hmm. I never heard of it, but...
No.
They call it liver pudding. Have you ever heard of liver pudding?
Yeah, now that's a term. The only place I heard it was in the North.
And you don't think...
The lady out room with us said she described it and said she's going to make a liver pudding. Blood pudding.
Well, now Mm-hmm. Did you ever make anything out of hog blood? And that's called blood pudding.
Blood pudding. Now, that's what she...
You don't think that's a southern term, then?
I don't think it is.
Okay. If you ever took the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stirred it up with cornmeal and cook it, and then after it gets cold, you slice that up and you fry it, do you know what you call that?